Yeah, it was a great weekend. Our boys, our team, I should say. I've got a girl on the team, so I can't say just boys. Our team played really well. All three games were very competitive. You know, we finally were able to give Colby a win. It's been a struggle for us to we don't get the run support that he needs. So to be able to put three runs on for him, we should be able to win that game because he doesn't give up a lot of runs. So it was nice to get that first one on Friday night. He pitched another just gem of a game. He had a complete game, 7 innings, 15 strikeouts, 2 walks, and he hit a batter. So, you know, and the runs they got were fluky. I mean, it was a pass ball, and then our catcher doesn't make a good throw back to the pitcher, and it gets past the pitcher, and the guy comes and scores a second run on it. So those are tough ones to swallow because you never know if you end up not having a pass ball. Maybe you don't end up allowing any runs. The way he pitches, sometimes you can freeze batters at the plate and get out with a strikeout. So it was a good, solid game. We had 6 hits in that game. It was our lowest total of the weekend, but we scattered our 3 runs in the 4th, 5th, and 6th innings, and then we went to 7th inning protecting a lead. It's always fun to not have to bat in your 7th inning, so
yeah.
So that was good.
And the bats came alive the next 2 games.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. We had the highest hit total we've ever had in a weekend series, so we ended up with 27 hits for the weekend. What was really good about the first game of Friday was we got production from our lower end of the lineup, and the rule of thumb is always if you can get your 6 through 9 hitters hitting in games, you're more than likely going to win those games because typically speaking, your front end of the lineup's going to hit. Our front end of the lineup had 2 hits, and the bottom end of our lineup had 4 hits. So, you know, they're the ones that kept the rallies going, which is good. So, and our runs came from Ethan Briner in the 4th. He was put on by a hit. He was was put on there. And Stu Kahn scored in the 5th after a triple. Beautiful hit. And then Cam McKay got on with a single and then stole a base and then was brought around to score. So by Mark Neidefer. So Mark Neidefer, freshman, had the game-winning RBI in the first game. So
Saturday, you had a chance to win that second game.
Yeah, Saturday we had that was 7-4. It was actually 8-5 in the 4th inning. Then they scored 2 in the 5th, 1 in the 6th, and 2 in the 7th. So Shell pitched a great game. Shell Whitstock Jr. pitched a great game. He had four strikeouts, better control this weekend. He only gave up 3 walks. They just had some timely hits. I mean, really had some timely hits. That's kind of what it boils down to. There in the 5th inning, they scored 2 runs there with a single. Then we hit a batter. So the 2-run score in that inning, and then in the 6th inning, some good hits, double, score, run. And then the two in the 7th inning actually brought Colby Bell in to pitch the 7th inning. It was tied 8-8, and the inning starts off with a base on balls and a single, so now you got runners at 1st and 2nd. And we end up getting an out, and then second out comes on a strikeout, and then a single scores 2 runs. So it's the way baseball happens sometimes.
And then another close one right after that.
Yeah, the second game there after senior appreciation, we end up winning 8-7. We were the guest in that game, so we jumped out right away, 5-1 lead in the 3rd inning, and then they put 6 runs on in the 4th, so erased that lead pretty quick, and so we're down 7-5. We put 2 on in the 5th, tie the game up. And then we end up getting a run in the 7th inning and then holding on to the lead in the 7th. So, yeah, that game was a fantastic. We had double digits in hits. So a lot of positive things come out of that game for us that I hopefully we'll be building off of, not only, you know, in all the games, not only the ability to come back from deficits, but also to get timely hits. And, again, in that game we had some timely hits from pretty much everybody that got up to bat for us. You know, Shell Whitstock was 2 for 4, had 2 singles. Stu Kahn was 2 for 4 with 2 singles. Colby Bell was 2 for 4 with a single, a double and a triple. Ethan Briner was 1 for 3 with a double. And Ethan, that double was a game-winning RBI for us. And I forgot to mention, in the first game, Ethan Briner hit his first home run out of the park, so real nice swing. Got good video of it, which is pretty fun.